Hey friend, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and it's the week of Christmas. I'll tell you what I love about this week, besides the holiday. It's that time of year when we get to sit and reflect and maybe even make some goals and set some expectations or get clear on what we're doing in the next coming year. So today's episode is talking a little bit about that. I have an exercise for you that will help you get clarity for yourself as well. And I want to share with you some exciting things that are going to be happening here and in the community moving forward into 2026, and you'll want to be a part of it if you want ultimate wealth, freedom lifestyle, and passive income. You are in the right place, my friend. All right, let's check it out. Let's dig in.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
I want to start off by sharing with you a story. Now, many of you who know me personally and I know listen, or perhaps have heard it before on the podcast, it's been a while since I shared this, but I'm going to tell you about a time in my life when something major changed, and it ties into what's going on right now. Shortly after I met my husband, we used to talk often about the idea of picking up and moving to a yurt in the woods. If you don't know what a yurt is, it's like a big tent. And eventually maybe building a house, but just living off the land. It was something we both really enjoyed the idea of and talked a lot about. I had my ideas, he had his ideas, but ultimately the dream really was the same. We wanted to get out of the city. We wanted to raise our family where they had plenty of room to run, and we wanted to raise our own food. These were three major things that we had in common. I wanted to live somewhere where there were seasons and beauty all around me, and that was really important to me, and I wanted a small town. So, you know, we ended up dreaming about this often, even from when my very first child was born, moving through baby number two, and then baby number three, and then pretty soon baby number four was there. And I'm telling you, life just has a way of running. Time just has a way of going through the hourglass, and it flashes before your eyes. We had birthdays, we had celebrations, we had Christmases, we had family, we had fun, we had vacations. I mean, all of it was happening all the time, but every now and again, I would get burnt out. It could have been the stress of my job. It was very stressful. But more than that, what I believe it was this desire I had to be home with my children more. I worked so many hours. I only got to see them maybe for an hour at night and then sometimes on the weekends. And then on my weekends, I was busy cleaning, doing the kitchen, doing the laundry, all the things. And I couldn't just get to do fun things with them. And I was missing their life. And it was painful to me. Honestly, it still is. I don't know if you can tell, but I regret not being there more for them. But this pain would come up, and we had a nanny, and it was just like salting the wound to see her watching them take their first steps or texting me pictures of their laughter. And golly, if it didn't just make me mad, you know, I was grateful for her, but also mad because I should be there. And there was this moment when our fourth child was just a baby. We were sitting in our recliners, and again, I voiced my concern and my pain and my sadness. And my husband brought that dream off the shelf again about moving. And I remember just feeling so spicy. I was just cantankerous. I wasn't going to settle. You know, all the times in the past, we would pull that dream off, fluff up my feelings, you know, dust me off and send me back to work the following Monday. And it was like a Band-Aid to hold me through till the next meltdown. But I was not having it anymore. My meltdown wasn't going to be abated. And I looked at him and I said, when are we going to stop talking about this dream and start living it? I'm tired of talking. And it was this moment of silence. We looked at each other and he's like, well, what would we need to do it? And I'll tell you something. We started by setting intention. We started by writing down our goals. Lee and Lindsay's dream to live in a log cabin in the woods by December of 2018. That's what it was titled. And we wrote our idea of the plan. And I'll tell you something, it involved passive income. We were going to get real estate because my husband was in real estate as an investor. He had all the skills. We were going to have that set up so that it could fuel our lifestyle. We were going to be, meanwhile, selling extra stuff because, you know, when you live somewhere, you start to collect things you don't really need. So we're going to clean up the house, fix it up, get it listed, you know, just do all the things. We're just putting it in motion. Now, time went on and the story was not short and it certainly wasn't easy, but I had a fire in my belly that there's only one person I could ever think of who could describe it perfectly. And that is Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich when he talks about a burning desire. I used to think about that. What is a burning desire? I mean, long before I ever had the idea of moving to Idaho, I had the idea of just being a millionaire. That was like something, honestly, that's part of how I met my husband. I was apprenticing as a real estate investor and he introduced me to the book called, How to Be Mentored by a Millionaire. That's what it was called. And that was my vision. That was my goal. And I thought, surely this is a burning desire. Okay. I was certain I had a burning desire to be a millionaire, but I'm going to tell you what, I didn't. A burning desire happened when I wanted to move to Idaho. I obsessed about moving to Idaho. I would drive an hour each day in the morning and then an hour at night to and from work. And in that hour, I would visualize myself in Idaho. I would picture my house. I was living it like it was a real thing in my mind. And I'd never been there. And I would just think about it. It was just what I thought about all the time. Anyway, you get the point. Here's the thing. On December 21st, 2016, a week before Christmas, literally, actually, this day is December 21st that I'm recording that. Wow. I just realized. This is the anniversary of me moving into my dream log cabin. And I remember us moving in. There wasn't a lot of snow on the ground. I was grateful. And we unloaded the U-Haul and we got cozy in our, I just remember that first night sitting in our recliners in front of the fireplace and it was just so magical. It was so perfect. And I'm telling you, I've never experienced anything so sweet in my life. Childbirth, okay, that is up there for sure. But I mean, that baby's coming whether you want it to or not. Okay, so you don't really get a say in it once you're pregnant. That ship is going on. This was different because this was something I made happen for me, right? For us. We did it together. It was amazing. And I know what that burning desire feels like. Okay? Now, here's what's interesting. I just realized this. In 2021... it was when I started this podcast, which looking back is about 4 years ago, almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in just a few months. And it was just a whim. I literally was outside thinking about passive income, wondering what I could do, talking to God. I think it was gardening or something. And the words start a podcast came up in my head. And I was like, what? Start a podcast. I don't even listen to podcasts. I wouldn't even know the first thing about a podcast. And that was just as clear as a bell. It was clear as a bell. I went inside later that day and I started looking around on Pinterest about what to do, how to start a podcast. What does that look like? And I ran across a woman, her name, Stephanie Gass. She ultimately became my podcast coach. And I launched the podcast. My thought was, I'm going to talk to people who do passive income online and find out what's legit and what's not. And learn from these people. Because why not? Like, why should I go do all this hours of research when I could just talk to people and go right to the source? So that's what I did. And it's been these many years. And I've been coaching and consulting throughout this time frame. I mean, I've definitely leveraged my skills to be able to make money from home. But what I haven't done is I haven't built passive income. It's literally the thing I have talked about for a decade. I mean, going back to even, no, 20 years. I met my husband almost 20 years ago, and that's when I was interested in passive income. So let me tell you, that's a long time to have an idea and not be building. And I'm that spicy feeling that day that I was sitting in the recliner and looked at my husband and said, when are we going to stop talking about it and start building it? I have that happening. I am so sick and tired of talking about it. I am ready to build it. And you know what I think it needs? I have all the skills. I know everything. And if I don't, I know where to go to find out. And with AI, I mean, it's almost insanely simple. I just simply don't need to get stuck on the how. I have spent enough time researching, and now it is time to build. It is time to put it in action. And you listening to this, listen to me. I'm taking you on a journey with me if you want this. If this is speaking to you, if you're just like, hell yeah, Lindsay, let's go. Let's go. I'm saying let's go, because 2026 is our year. And frankly, I have this other piece of me that's been kind of nagging at my soul a little bit. It's been happening this year. I love podcasting, so don't get me wrong, my dear friend, because you are on this journey with me, no doubt. But I'm getting to a point where I don't want to just be talking at people. And that's what happens when I'm on this podcast. I want to be talking with you. I want to hear your stories and your questions and your experiences and get to know your life like you know mine. And that doesn't happen in a podcasting forum. It happens in a community. So with that being said, I have launched a Substack. I don't know if you're familiar with Substack, but that is happening. It's already happened. It's called My Wild Freedom on Substack. And it's a place where I will be posting different kind of content than here. And then on the Facebook community, which I've been talking about, that's the Freedom on Entrepreneur Online Business Builders community. I will still be going live. I will be doing trainings, and we will be building together. And it's going to start in January, right after Christmas. And we're starting by talking, by formatting our vision for what we're doing. Okay. So that means your business plan, right? You want to get clarity on that. For today, I told you I was going to leave you with an exercise, and this is it for today. Rather than getting too in the weeds on all the how, I really want you to just think broadly. Just find the fire in your belly, that determination that this is what you want. Get clear on that. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. Something inside of you is calling you to freedom. The word freedom means something to you. And what does that mean? And what will it take for you to experience that freedom? I believe it's monthly recurring revenue. That is true freedom. And not in the form of real estate investing, because I realize that's a big risk and that's not my zone of genius anyway. And also, some people call it network marketing. It's not that. We are going in a different direction. This is a legitimate online business. And this is building multiple streams of income around one topic, your passion, something you love. And right now you may not fully know what it is, but that's okay. You're going to get that dialed in. Okay. You're going to get that dialed in. What I want you to do right now is, if you can get a piece of paper, that's great. If you're driving, just think about it. But when you get to a stopping point, write this down, either that or in your notes app, but write down 13 wishes for your year. Okay. 13 wishes. For me, one of them was all of my household bills. Like, my business bills are paid with passive income, but I want all my bills paid with monthly recurring revenue. Okay. So no more relying on service-based jobs for me. Not that I don't love it. I just want the security of the monthly recurring revenue covering everything. Okay. So that's an example. So you're going to write down 13. Now, why 13? Because the next step is you're going to take on that piece of paper. It's good to write them on a piece of paper at some point, because you're going to cut them out and fold them towards you. Receiving mode. I receive this. Okay. And starting now, December 21st, between now and the end of the year, we have about 12 days, 2 weeks-ish, 10, 12 days. We're going to pick one each day and burn it. Not going to look at it. You're just going to burn it. And the 13th one, the one that's left, that's the one you're going to focus on. But before you do that, this extra step can help really program your subconscious mind to be in receiving mode. I took each one of my wishes and I journaled about it. I mean, it didn't have to be serious. It was like a paragraph or two about each thing, but I wrote about it as though it already happened. Okay. So this year I blah, 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 whatever happened, as though it happened. Experience it in your mind. Feel it with your heart and soul. This is truly what made my dream of moving to Idaho possible. I'm going to wrap up with this. When I set my intention to move to North Idaho, I had no clue how it was going to happen. Back in 08, I had lost a house to foreclosure and I had lost a job. So just times were really tough in 08. So I had my car got repoed. It was just one bad thing after another happening back then. But my point is, I thought my credit was trashed. And I thought, no way am I going to be able to buy a house without a job. Of course, like I was looking at quitting my job in Arizona and moving to North Idaho. And I'm like, how do you quit a job, your stability, and then go get a mortgage? I'm so confused by this. So we had seen a house. We'd always been looking at houses. We'd even made some offers on some houses for sale by owner and just different things. We were trying to get creative with financing. And I saw this log cabin. It had been on the market for quite some time. It was over our budget. And I showed it to my husband. It was perfect. Like the right size of the house or bedroom for everybody, 5 acres. Like it met every single thing we wanted. And I reached out to somebody I met on a Facebook group as a realtor. And I said to her, hey, I don't know how to do this. Like, I don't know how to move 3 states away without a job. What do I do? She goes, I want you to talk to, I forgot the name of the guy she recommended, and let him just help you figure out your credit. At this point, I was like, okay, I mean, at least I could probably try to make something right. Maybe he'll give me some pointers. Well, it turns out it had been more than 7 years by this time. So that foreclosure and that repo had fallen off and my credit score was sufficient. It was not bad at all. I hadn't even looked. I had no idea. And because of the amount of money I was making, I also had a substantial enough income to qualify for a second home before we moved. It was a stinking miracle, okay? I had no idea that that was even a thing. Then came the negotiation. We needed to get that into our price range because otherwise I was just really out of our budget. My husband, being the real estate investor negotiator he is, was determined to make them an offer that scared the poop out of me, okay? I'm telling you, I think the asking price was around $315, and we offered them $240 or $230, $220, something ridiculous, almost $100,000 below their asking price. Even my realtor was like, okay. But she did it, and she came back to me. She goes, well, they didn't say no, but they didn't say yes. I'm like, what does that mean? They said yes, but they were doing this thing. I forgot the technical term for it. They essentially wanted to leave the house on the market, and if they got a higher offer, then they would give us the first right of refusal to match it. And I said, no way. I'm not going through all the work of packaging up my house here in Arizona and moving, and then maybe they decide that they don't want my offer and I'm stuck. No way. I'm not doing that. I said, find out what their take it off the market price is. Like, just get to the bottom of it. So she went back and forth with the realtor and we went back and forth and we settled on a price that was still drastically below their asking price, but it solidified the deal. And we bought the house sight unseen. We actually never visited the house until it was in contract. I know we're crazy. People think you're crazy, but it worked out. Anyway, the point is though, I didn't need to know all of the details of how it was going to work out, because I was so clear in the vision of what I was doing, okay? It was in my heart. I obsessed about it every day, obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. When we have that, that is what Napoleon Hill's talking about in Think and Grow Rich, that fire in your belly, that burning desire. When you have that burning desire, and if you have that burning desire now, join me. Let's do this together. Let's put all of this knowledge into practice. Let's stop talking about it and let's start building it, okay? You can do this. I can do this. Everything is figure outable. It starts with a vision, and that's your homework. I want you to do your homework and write your vision and commit to your plan. Follow through. And hey, by the way, if you're not on Substack, go check it out. Look me up. You can look it up, Lindsay Sutherland, or just My Wild Freedom. And I'd love to connect with you and really learn more about you and what your vision is. Tell me how did this exercise work out for you? All right. Let's not just be in this role of speaker and listener. Let's be in the role of friend. I really, truly mean that. I appreciate you more than you know, and I'm grateful for you. So until next time, bye for now.